for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. No guests tonight, so let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
We're just pouring ourselves a little coffee in the kitchen, and I was we're out of the cream and all the other liquid forms of coffee creamer, which Drew does not enjoy because they're good, and he thinks that's how he keeps his edge.
Yes, that's right. Keep my radio...
He's keeping it real.
Yeah, keeping it real.
Yeah. Why don't I just put a little Duke floater in there, too, so you can really stay sharp.
If I had become accustomed to drinking Duke with my coffee, I would continue to do so.
Well, what Drew likes in his coffee is essentially a couple of erasers banged out over his mug. But anyway.
I'm just keeping it real.
We were, anyway, I had the little Coffee Mate, powdered Coffee Mate container, and I was sort of shaking it over my coffee when the lid, the screw-on lid, by the way, it's a large lid.
Yeah.
It's not really meant to come off. It has a big hole on the top of it with like a little snap thing on that. The whole lid came loose and everything came sliding out. Didn't affect the coffee too much, but I said to Drew, "Is this a joke? I hope it's a joke." And then I started thinking about something I was working on at work on Friday on Jimmy Kimmel's show, which is I came into the kitchen and they have the mustard with the flip top. It's like the squeeze mustard has the flip top, and then they even have a ketchup and a relish with that same sort of snap flip top thing.
Yes.
Anyway, there are three or four accoutrements all open, all just flipped open, getting kind of crusty and just sitting out on the counter. And I think, how much goddamn easier do we have to make it for everyone just to put the cap back on stuff?
Listen, it's coming that way with toothpaste, too, and yet people will not just flip the lid down. What is that?
I go into the kitchen at the writer's room at Jimmy Kimmel Live, and I see the cap of the Skippy peanut butter just sitting next to the peanut butter, which is wide open with a knife hanging out of it, just sitting on the counter. It's like, do you not put the goddamn cap back on? Like, how much, what are we talking about here? Like, you know the other good one? The microwave door just slung open. Not that that's, not that anything's going bad except for the bulb is probably burning out, but don't want to push the door shut?
Just flip it.
I actually get some enjoyment from doing those things. I like flipping the microwave door shut. It would bother me to turn my back and walk away while it was open with the light on. It would bother me to have the flip. Again, the flip top. See, because they used to do ketchup with a screw top, and that was way too complicated for people. Yeah. You couldn't expect
and a glass bottle.
You couldn't expect...
Was it?
I know, true, but... But you understand the point.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
All right. I'm not sure why you got to
go. And the glass bottle. And?
Right. Yeah, that glass bottle.
And?
The glass bottle.
And the top, the spout.
Yeah. Glass bottle, though.
The screw with the glass bottle, and now they have?
The flip top.
The flip top, uh-huh.
All right. This is the they used to do it with the screw top.
On a glass bottle, uh-huh.
Right. All right. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, yeah. So they used to have.
And now?
Now they don't have that.
Now they have the flip top, and we can't handle that. But we used to put this, we have to screw the glass
after
hitting it,
that's what
putting
I'm
a knife
saying.
In it, and then putting the knife away, and then screwing the glass on the metal top on the glass bottle.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But now,
we can't even handle the plastic flip.
That's right. I know, I'm off my game tonight. Adriana?
Yes.
I went to the Playboy Mansion last night. I got hung over.
Oof, bad.
But Drew, you shouldn't go. You veer. That's the problem. You get in the way of my points by veering with the glass. Yeah, glass. Yeah, I know it's a glass bottle. It's got no. What's the point? All right, I want to know what that point is.
The people that were not around with the screw top on.
Everyone was around.
Not our cars. You know, that would have been a whole entity that they need to understand. There was a glass bottle with a metal top with a screw on.
Yeah, but the glass bottle had nothing to do with anything. The point is the metal top too tall in order.
Yes.
A twist top, too much for people. They would never put that back, even though it took 1.3 seconds. But the flip top, it's attached to the goddamn bottle. It's almost enjoyable. There's a certain sense of satisfaction just putting
that's
your thumb on it and
snapping
it shut.
Yeah,
it's like popping some bubble wrap. No, just everything, just wide open. And I just want to know, what kind of maniac does that? And let me ask you this. Is it A, I don't care about anyone, so out of sight, out of mind. Like,
yes.
I ain't thinking about it. Like, if I'm at home, I'm flipping it down, but I ain't at home, so screw all of you. Is it intentional, like, screw you? Or
no.
Is it just, listen, it's not me, therefore I don't care?
D, your usual category of out of itness.
Just totally out of it.
Out of it.
You wouldn't be out of it if you were at home.
Out of itness. People are just like, well, like the toothpaste. Why don't they put the cap on the toothpaste?
If you were at home and that was your mustard and your squeeze mayo, you would flip the top. No, your kids wouldn't, but you would.
Right, right.
You.
Your
kids ain't at work with me. It's you who are at work with me,
right,
who are not putting the lids back on. Half these guys are just a bunch of loser bachelors who live at home who would snap the thing back because they don't want their mayonnaise to go bad.
Or they're so out of it, they just let it all kind of... Or they never eat at home, even. You know what I mean? These guys can't handle it.
What is your stupid point? Why do you try to undermine me all the time? If the guy's at home, and he's got his mustard, and he's got his ketchup, it's not on his counter with the top up. It may be there temporarily, but he's snapping it back, and he's putting it in his refrigerator.
Are you throwing a tantrum?
Yes. Otherwise, he's just going to have a counter full of bad mayonnaise. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. What is that? What is your impulse?
All my friends had counters full of crap all over the mayonnaise and yucky stuff. To me, the final example, that the toothpaste with the little snap on that no one closes because they're just out of it.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a prerogative thing. A little crust on the toothpaste doesn't bother me. The crusty mustard and the crusty mayo. The toothpaste doesn't go bad.
Right.
Adriana?
Hey, guys.
You're 21. What's up?
I am. Okay, this is my situation. I got married a couple weeks ago, and yesterday, I developed a little blister on my lip, and I'm thinking that it's caused by the herpes virus, but...
Have you had these before?
No, never.
Never before.
Uh-uh. And this is actually the first time I've been sexually active since... probably a year and a half, and I've been checked like three times, been tested three times, and I always came back clean. So I'm wondering if I could have gotten it from my husband. He keeps saying that he's clean and that I got it from somewhere else. But I'm wondering,
does it hurt or burn?
I'm sorry.
Does it hurt or burn? The blister.
It didn't actually. It started as just this little tiny bump, and I thought I was putting on my lipstick the other day, and I was like, I thought it was like a flick of lipstick on my lip, and it just got bigger and bigger, and now it's kind of
But it doesn't hurt or burn. All right.
If it doesn't hurt.
No.
Well, I got to explain for
other people. Yeah. But Adriana, you can't listen.
Yeah.
It's way too long for you to answer whether it hurts or burns.
If it doesn't hurt or burn, it's not herpes. Pretty simple.
You said every lesion on any lip is a herpes.
That hurts and burns.
Well, it's obviously a lesion, not a cut.
It could be a mucus cyst or an occlusion cyst, or it could be a lot of different things.
You said any cold sore is a herpes.
Anything that burns.
She's talking about a cold sore.
She said a blister that doesn't hurt is a separate thing.
That's not what she's talking about. She wouldn't be calling for that. It's a cold sore.
She's never had one before.
All right. I don't want to talk to her.
All right.
I'm angry at her. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Hey, man. I work a lot at nights. I'm married. Got a kid. And, of course, my wife sleeps at night like any normal human being would be. And actually, I'm at work right now. But I think I'm addicted to pornography.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to you guys' show sometimes just because it's on at night when I'm out driving around doing my work.
You don't have to qualify it, jackass. If you listen to the show, you listen to the show.
Right, right.
Okay. Tired of everybody and their half-baked effing compliments on this show. It's the most uncomfortable thing in the world is when I have to sit here and they go, big fan of the show. Don't know.
Hey, I'm not a big fan of your show.
Never. Not you, jackass. Oh. People call.
Oh, my God.
I know. When people call the show and we're sitting next to the guests, I mean, we're used to abuse over here. Who cares? We get our paycheck. We go home. But these poor guests, when they go like, Adam and Drew, love the show. Have not heard of your guest or his work. My feeling is if I were familiar with his work, I probably wouldn't enjoy it. But I have a question. It's like, really?
Why?
Really?
Why?
Just,
why put that in?
So want to kind of, that's how you want to, that's what you want to announce as you enter the party? You want to have a big basket of S? Hey, everybody, look what I got. We don't have people call the show who can, I understand sometimes we have guests on the show, people don't know who they are, they don't know what their TV show is, or they've never heard of their band or something. You know what you do?
Shut up.
You shut up, or you do one of those things. Let me explain something. It works. You do it your whole life. Decent people always do this. They go, people go, you know that guy, Phil, yeah, good guy. And then you move on. That's it. Hey, Drew, Adam, like the show. Hey, guys from Fastlane, looking good. All right, now, I got a question.
Then we got Josh. Josh here is like,
that's it.
Yeah, this is your show. When I have to listen to something, drive around, that's the only thing I can get. So anyway. And
my radio's broken, and it's stuck on your station. And I tried changing the tuner with some vice grips, but they snapped off. So also, the volume was up, too, and I couldn't get the vice grips in on that, too. And I had to use my car to get to work. So what I did is I took the butt of a shotgun and actually tried to take the radio out with the butt. But I ended up electrocuting myself, and I broke the butt of the gun, so now it's on. So I'm forced to listen, even though I tried, I took a Duke in my hand, and I smashed it into both ears. I actually, like I was forming a slab. I actually, and I put my initials in it, too. And then, but sometimes some of the show comes through anyway, so I thought I would call.
And if you recall, after you then said, Yeah, I hate these people. Say they're big fans of the show. He goes, no, not me. Not a big fan of the show.
I know. He misunderstood. And he didn't want to for a second think that we thought that he might be a big fan of the show.
All right. Good times.
All right. Well, let me just say something.
Finish with Josh.
Josh?
Yeah.
Josh, just sit tight, would you, buddy? Just sit tight. All right. I'll get back with Josh. Joe?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
What is up?
Hey, okay, about a month ago, my boyfriend was at my house, and his cell phone, he was having problems with his cell phone, so I had started looking through it to see what was the matter with it. And in the long run, I came upon a girl's number. And I questioned him about it.
In the long run.
And he was just kind of stunned at the fact that I had caught him with the number in it.
Was what?
He was stunned that I had found the girl's number in it.
Stunned. Okay.
Yeah.
What did he say exactly?
Excuse me?
What did he say exactly that expressed his...
He didn't say anything. And when he realized that I had gotten upset about the situation, then he turned around and he tells me, well, I have something to confess. And I said, what is it that you have to confess? He said, I was hanging out with a girl. And I said, okay.
Hey, by the way, Joe, the whole part about the phone and the phone number, everything, unnecessary part of the story. Just start with your... Not necessary for us to know how you found out your boyfriend's cheating. Let's just start from the fact that your boyfriend's cheating.
Okay.
All right.
You know, Joe, they say brevity is the soul of wit. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So anyway, he was hanging out with another girl. What do you think that means?
I took it automatically that obviously he wasn't getting what he needed in the relationship, so he decided to go elsewhere to start meeting new people and see what else is out there. That's how I took it.
All right. Well, first, Joe, you must stop thinking like a female and start thinking like a male.
Wasn't getting what he needed.
Males don't cheat because they're not getting what they need from a relationship. That's why women cheat. Okay, men cheat because they're cheaters, because they can, because they're not ready to settle down, or because they're just real serious a-holes.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 20.
What does he do? Junior college?
He works for a bank. He works the back shop of a bank.
At the back shop of a bank?
You know how when you deposit money into the ATM and you have to get your money somehow? Well, he works at the center where it's processed at.
He means, I guess, the guys load the money into the machine kind of thing?
Once the Brinks off trucks pick up the money, it is to the proof center.
All right.
And from there, he processes the work.
All right. Well, I have no judgment about a person who does that for a living, good or bad. But do you think he's having sex with this other woman?
To me... No, I'm not really sure as to what's going on. And when I had told him, well... Wait,
forget your speculation, Joe. It's like CSI El Monte. CSI El Monte here.
So you don't think he's having sex with her, or you do?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Here's the question, Joe. Does he want to be in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship?
Yes.
He wants that.
Yes, he does.
Is he willing to stop hanging out with this girl?
Yes, he was willing to.
All right.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
Well, do you want to just trust him and move forward? Well, I mean, I don't know what else to do. I don't know that you're going to know.
The main question that I was concerned with is he had given me a proposition. He said, I will do anything to prove to you that I'm not cheating on you. I said, fair enough. I said, give me her number so we can talk one-on-one.
Ooh, your show's good.
No
She's
way.
Good. She is good.
He didn't do that, though, did he?
He didn't give me her number.
Of course not. That's why I brief my bitches, which is I tell them, if you get a phone call from my old lady and she wants that, she wants to hash it out, I give him a little, you know what I give him? I give him a little cheat sheet. I give him a little.
It's like on the wrist?
Like a quarterback. Yeah. Like a quarterback wears on the sweatband to know the plays.
I thought you gave the
Here's our story.
That you were a CIA operative and you had to, if you got any calls, it was really just an undercover operation.
Yep. But they're still going to talk. They're going to talk.
Well, that's why you give them the cheat sheet.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that you got to get on the same page.
Yes.
Because it's not enough that they just deny stuff.
Right.
Because you'll be saying, oh, yeah, Tammy, I work with Tammy. She works over in accounting, and we just hung out because we're in the same football pool. And meanwhile, the chick is saying, I've never met the guy. I don't know who he is. Now it's obviously someone is lying. So it's not enough that you just say deny.
Right.
Oh, no, you come up with a story, come up where they know you from. You know, I never do this myself, but in anything, any facet of life. But I'm just saying, you know, this is kind of how life works, which is not that I'm trying to get have cheaters get off with it, but if you sit down and have little 5-minute conversations about, like, hey, honey, if there's a big earthquake and you're at work, here's what we'll do. The kind of conversations you'll never ever have. Like some place where you go meet, or some phone number that you dial, or whatever it is that you do, you'd solve many, many a problem. Mm-hmm. Many problems. You'll never have that conversation. And then the people that do have those conversations, we hate them. I don't know why we hate those people. You know, people with the batteries and the cans of beans. Oh yeah, I got the wind up radio. Okay, nerdo, have fun in your basement beating off your can of beans. I'll be topside living. All right. I don't know. Joe, I'm going to work that out. I'm going to get that story straight. We should get one for ourselves.
A story for... Oh, yeah, an alibi. A mutual alibi. Yeah,
just so we know.
That's good.
All right. So, okay. Wait. So, she won't let... Of course. That's your worst nightmare, by the way, that I'm going to call her and just have a little conversation with her.
Yeah.
So, now what's that mean? It means he's cheating, right?
It means he's cheating in some way, and maybe he didn't sleep with her, but maybe he can be relied upon to end this. I mean, people in their 20s treat each other like crap.
Yeah.
And it really means that he's either a cheater or he doesn't want to be in a relationship right now. And, you know.
Yeah. Joe.
Yes.
All right. Now, you have to assume that he's probably called her by now.
Yes, I automatically assume that.
Okay.
So I asked him for his phone bills.
Joe, you need to be a detective. You need to be a detective.
I think
you should be a detective.
I think she already is. Yeah. So he asked him for his phone bill.
And he didn't want to give me his phone bills. He made up a big, long story about not wanting to look for them and whatnot.
Yeah. I just...
He sounds like a sociopath.
And here's the other thing, too. If your phone bill is clean and there's nothing on it, you can't get it to the woman fast enough.
Right.
You're bringing it up. Oh, yeah? Don't believe me? Take a look at this.
Yeah.
All right. So, the guy's a liar.
Yeah.
Okay, you know that.
And I don't know, liars,
maybe this thing's kind of run its course.
Yeah, liar's not the greatest guy to be involved
with. But don't blame yourself. It's not like he's looking for love elsewhere,
right,
or looking for something you can't provide provide.
Guys just want more.
He just met some chick at work.
Yeah.
That's all. He's doing what he can do. All right.
That's true. Right. Joe, that's it. That's true.
Break up. Or not. I don't trust this guy.
No.
George?
But Joe seems to be into that kind of thing.
Yes. George.
Hey, Adam.
You're 18.
Oh, hell yeah, Adam, man. I just got to tell you, man. You've taught me everything about women that I know.
Thanks, George.
You ever had a girlfriend?
Actually, man, I called up with a fake question just to get on, but I want to
really wanted to talk to you about a problem I have.
All right, Jorge, what's up?
It's actually Orlando, but...
Oh, really?
Orlando,
yeah.
Okay.
What the, I thought George was Jorge.
That's a made-up name, too.
Oh, sorry, Orlando. No wonder he didn't respond to my Jorge. All right, what's up, buddy?
All right, what happened is there's this girl, right? I'm calling from her house, actually. I'm in her sister's room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like one of the most beautiful girls I've ever met, man. And I've been trying to get with her for a long time, but... I guess
Adam's techniques didn't cause you success.
My guaranteed
advice here.
Okay, well let me say first, George, you're 18.
Yeah.
Or Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just playing a hunch, but I bet you got one of those bad teenage mustaches.
Oh, what? How'd you know?
Yeah, just a little. I know your look. I know you got to lose that stash.
All right.
The mustache is shaving.
If you get rid of that stash, and ain't no Tom Selleck stash either.
What about the goatee?
It's connected to the stash?
Well, it's kind of wanting to go there.
It's wanting to go there, but that's my point. It's not there yet.
So no, it's not there yet.
Okay, you got to lose it.
Whole thing.
You lose that.
All right.
Lose that and you're in.
Huh? Hey,
lose that and compliment her.
Constantly.
Constantly. Here's the deal.
Flowers.
If she's fat, tell her she's hot. If she's hot, tell her she's smart. You got to go opposite.
And then flowers, and then lose the stash, lose the hair.
Yeah, lose that weird little... Here's the thing. A lot of guys don't shave for the first year they should be shaving.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, they just walk around looking like an old Jewish grandmother, old Italian grandmother, so that half a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like a 5 o'clock shadow. It's sort of long.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird looking.
It's fine too. It's like a little, almost blonde usually.
Yeah. Like here's the bad combo you guys got going: mustache and zits.
It's a good time.
That's a horrible combination.
In our day, we added something to that: the comb over. The crazy hair to it.
Well, it wasn't a comb over. Well, it was like bad feather. or that weird forced part. Yeah. There's no worse look than the zit with the mustache. That's a bad look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's that adolescent. That's that 19-year-old look.
Yeah.
Right, so you want to get rid of that. Yeah, the zits or the stash. And you can't have a stash unless you can have a stash.
Right.
Let me tell you something. You screwball guys with the bad stashes that you can't really form yet, it's like you're saying, I want to fix my car up. I only have enough money for one rim. So I'm just going to buy one rim and I'll put it on the car, and it'll look, well, look 25% better. No, it looks 200% worse.
Right.
You look like an idiot. Just wait till you can save up the money, get the four rims, then put them on the car, then nail your sister's friend or whoever that chick is. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ben Stein coming in here later this week. Marilyn Manson, Sarah Silverman from School of Rock, which I hear is very good. Saw Sarah Silverman last night, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Playboy Mansion for the 50th anniversary of Playboy.
Oh, how was that? How's the 50th girl? Or was she there?
Jeez, I don't remember seeing her. I could have been smoking weed or drinking somewhere in the grotto.
Was it wild?
There's naked chicks in the pool. That was nice. But they didn't just get drunk and jump in. They were, like, paid to be naked, so they're kind of bored.
Right.
Like, sitting around talking naked, smoking cigarettes, you know. So sort of slacking, like naked security guards would be. Like, if you could get these lazy, big, fat security guys in the yellow windbreakers, like that, but nude.
Good times.
Pissed off and sitting around, cold, complaining, but still nude. And, you know, chicks with all the body paint on, walking around everywhere. A handful of celebrities. Chicago played.
That was cool.
No one in our audience knows Chicago. But got some hits. Good horns. Set out. But I got loaded. I got to say, I felt like hell this morning. And, you know, I realize my problem with the booze now is I don't know that I've drank too much because I can hold my booze too good, and because I don't have friends that are urinating on me or getting into fist fights or anything.
So
like I used
drinking.
To know. Yeah, yeah, I used to know. Well, there's a couple of things. A, you'd run out of money.
Right.
I mean, when you're making $7, $8, $9 an hour, and you get yourself a drink, and it's $4 or $5 a pop.
It's a big deal. That's your hourly wage right there.
When you take the taxes out? Yeah. That's a good chunk of change. You can't just do that, hey, line up the shots and keep them coming kind of thing. It gets really expensive. Mm-hmm. So the booze is free. And by the way, when you do that for many, many a year, and then you get into a free booze situation, mm-hmm. you want the free booze.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like I am at the buffet.
Oh, yeah.
I went without for so long. I'll stuff ambrosia salad into my pockets.
You
know, I'll just start shoving stuff into my mouth.
Can you follow my train of thought for a second? That immediately went to Las Vegas and Las Vegas sort of buffets, and then I immediately thought of Roy Horn. Did you see this thing where he got attacked by the tiger?
Oh, Roy! Yeah.
His name Roy Horn? Is that his name?
Yeah. Let me tell you something I got a couple things to say.
Yeah, we got a few topics here.
Siegfried and Roy, by the way, there's a handful of guys where their name is actually less recognizable when you put their last name onto it.
Right.
And Roy of Siegfried and Roy is one of those guys whose name is somehow he's less knowable with more information.
Same with Siegfried. Same thing. I couldn't tell you his last name.
Yeah, Nazi man. I don't know what his last name is. But once in a while this happens at work where they go, you're a carpool with Robert Johnson, and you go, who? And they go, Robert Johnson. You go, who? And they go, Robert. And you go, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, Robert, yeah. Like, his last name confused me because I never knew it. But anyway, yeah, he got mauled by that new tiger.
It wasn't a new one.
I heard it was new.
I know. I read the definitive story this morning. It was one that, as part of the act, they say, this is a new tiger, he's brand new, and it's sort of what they announce every night.
Uh-huh.
But they've got 40 tigers they rotate through here, and this one, the producer was sitting up front, and he told it to lie down, and the producer, they knew immediately there was a problem. When
the producer?
Tiger. There's some sort of producer that sits, that's what the...
Out of view of the audience?
Yes, he sits up front, and they said then he whacked it with the microphone to get its attention to lie down. He just and took him and dragged him off the stage by his neck.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you there's two things I always like when they do these stories. I like when they reiterate, when the news people reiterate, these are wild animals. Yeah. They always do that whenever something goes bad, the bear attacks, whatever it is.
Right.
Keep in mind, these are wild. Okay, they may be on stage, but these are wild. Yeah, shut up.
I think you're lucky that thing didn't lunge off the stage into the audience. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
down to it. It's like, whoa.
I don't know what the insurance is on something like that. And even the guy who was being attacked by here's the thing, too, when you watch those acts, even if you were being attacked by the lion, you would think it was part of the act.
Yes.
For about the first 10 to 15 seconds of you actually being swatted by this 600-pound tiger. So that would be the first thing that would go through. Like, your first thing would be like, no way am I coming back to this show as it was trying to kill you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or actually, my first thing would be, hey, that tiger knocked my drink down. That first thing would be to the booze.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a weird part of the show. And the third would be, I don't remember this part of the show when I was here last time. I must have been drunk.
Nobody else mentioned it.
And then I probably would have been about my eighth thought where I thought, wait a minute, something's gone wrong.
Yeah, isn't that true?
It would be for
Apparently,
me.
Apparently, most people thought it was part of the act, that the tiger's dragging this guy off by the jugular, the internal carotids.
Well, anyway, so he's
bad.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I heard he was in, like, super critical or extra critical or extra, extra critical. And here's the thing. We got to put a ceiling on this stuff. Let's just critical. That's it. That's just, let me tell you what's past critical. Dead.
Well, we have
just leave it.
From my sense, we have grave and moribund.
Moribund?
Moribund.
That's just your, like, morbid?
Moribund means you're pre-dead.
You're going to be dead before the night's out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then grave means start digging the grave?
Right.
Well, that's spelled differently, isn't it?
No, same.
The same thing. Yeah. Oh, it's grave and grave?
Grave and grave.
Well, it's weird because...
Gravely is really gravely ill.
All right. But don't do, like, critical, super critical,
yeah,
and super
critical.
Duper critical. Just critical. So we know where you're at.
Yeah.
Anyway... Last I heard, he's like stabilized and stuff.
I know,
and
I hear different
should
things
be okay.
I spent maybe half my day. You get driven crazy by lots of things like smoke alarms. I get driven crazy by the way the media reports medical issues.
Right.
It's like listening to another, interpreting another language. They really They never tell you what's going on. Mm-hmm. And they just pump out BS that has to be interpreted.
All right.
Well, Johnny Cass died of pneumonia related to diabetes. Respiratory failure related to diabetes. No.
It's like when I watch TV shows and I have Carpenter's on it.
Exactly.
See, we all have our own crosses to bear.
Of course.
All right, then there's Rush Limbaugh, and I'm tired of him and his whole crap. And,
you know, the deafness thing.
That's what I heard something about that. Then I heard another doctor examine him saying it wasn't his.
I'm just telling you that nerve deafness in my world is Vicodin.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just absolute out-and-out Vicodin abuse.
Yes.
But as Oxycontin and...
It's Vicodin. It's
same thing.
Yeah.
And you just massive amounts for long periods of time?
The most serious nerve deafness case I saw was a guy taking 100 Vicodin a day. And he was a young guy. He went stone cold deaf instantly.
Really?
Just boom, nothing. And this is before this had all been reported. This is probably about 8-10 years ago I saw that case.
Yeah, you know, my feeling whenever I hear these stories of these guys that were holding down, you know, these positions and making all this money and doing all this work and stuff, and that were addicts, I think, wow, hats off to you, buddy. Got up and did a radio show, well, you know, 4 hours of radio, and then went to this TV studio and wrote a column and stuff. And you're completely loaded the whole time, and he's doing a radio show. It's not like it's Ozzy Osbourne over there in the studio, you know, slumped over on the sofa. I mean, he's doing a radio show every day.
And that's the interesting thing about opiates. People do function for long periods of time on heroin, on opiates, and then the house of cards falls for various reasons.
Yeah. Well, so, like him getting busted. I don't even know if it fell. Other thing, though, I just think about with Rush is I think about probably all the times he took a stand against the hippies and their medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And
I've never heard him talk about drugs, though. He doesn't really, you know that?
No, I don't listen to him enough, though, to know specifically if he did or if he didn't. I have not heard him, but I'm sure he's taken his stance against the San Francisco pot growers for the medicinal use, right?
Could be. I mean, likely.
Thank you. Thank you, Drew. You're just really starting to warm up. All right, where are we here, buddy?
On three.
Schwarzenegger. Weren't we talking about Schwarzenegger being a sex addict? Anyone that's been around this town has sort of heard their stories about him. There's no doubt.
You know what, though? I got a hand.
On their hand, I don't care, just no doubt.
But I kind of admire the fact that he just goes, hey, you're right. I'm sorry.
He doesn't. No. You know what he does? No, he doesn't do that. He does a little. I'm sorry, but he does that. Hey, you know, the set was swinging. You know, you were grabbing ass. I guarantee the Teamsters, the caterers, the set dress, everyone else was just doing their job. It wasn't the set. It was you. I like when people try to sort of create an environment as if they just got sucked up into it.
I just appreciate that people aren't denying stuff when they do. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I think Schwarzenegger would deny, but he's there's way too much. I mean, there's going to be too many allegations for him to deny all the sexual abuse.
But you don't care anyway.
I don't really care because I don't think he's a great guy for it. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think it's going to affect his job, the job he does. And also, who the hell, your governor? What are you going to do? Just go around raping?
Laughing time is over.
It's him and his old lady. But you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about Maria Shriver being one of the Kennedys and how all the Kennedys are philanderers and how they're attracted to men that step out.
There you go.
And she, as we talk about on this show over and over again, is a woman who ultimately...
Came from that
and had a, you know, fathers and uncles and grandfathers with a rich, rich history of the men screwing around. I mean, no more famous family than the Kennedys for philandering, for screwing around behind the wife's back, and that not even behind their back, them knowing it and having to sort of keep up appearances because they're in a public position.
Yep.
Maria Shriver, what's she doing right now? She's hearing all these stories about the guy she married. Mm-hmm. She probably knew what was going on the whole time, would realize what he was. She's having to just sit there with that stiff upper lip, just like every other Kennedy that came before her. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of flaring attraction, though, the Playboy thing you mentioned, that has no appeal for me anymore.
That's because your wife's listening.
No. Has my testosterone level dropped to the point that I've lost the will to live? Was it interesting? No.
Well, what do you mean? Right. Don't tell me it was. How dare you?
I beg your pardon.
No, I don't need any 19-year-old coked up. I forget about that. No, you're right. Let's go to the phones.
Selena?
Something stupid. Selena, you're 19.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Okay, I am really safe when it comes to sex. At least I think I am. Actually, the week before, no, it was last Saturday, I had to take the morning after pill because my boyfriend and I were having sex and the condom broke.
How long ago was this?
Last Saturday.
Fine.
Okay, and today I just started my period, but yesterday we had unprotected sex. So I wanted to know if I have to take the pill again.
I you know, you're in very good shape. You probably are not pregnant, but I would recommend you to do it.
Okay.
That'd be my orientation. And it's a sort of a sign that maybe you're not practicing appropriate contraception. You ought to think about being on the pill all the time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. And also, I just wanted to let Adam know I'm 19 and I have heard of Chicago and I think they're awesome.
Oh, that's good.
You heard of, did you ketchup? You ever seen it in a metal bottle?
Metal?
I beg your pardon, with a metal cap, a black glass bottle.
Wait, what? Ketchup? Yeah. You mean like Heinz ketchup?
Yeah. Okay.
Of course she has.
We argued about whether or not people 19 had seen that.
Well, we argued based on your retarded allegation that no one had. See what I'm saying?
I guess they see it in restaurants. Remember where you see it?
I don't know. They have ketchup. It comes in bottles.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who listen to the show are stupid, but I think they've heard of that.
Mm.
Don't make me start.
All right, let's go. Two.
Two? Yeah. Let's take a break.
No, we only took one call.
We were talking about drugs and Rush Limbaugh and Schwarzenegger, and, you know, why not?
All right,
we'll be back.
Love Line.
We'll be right back.
Laughing time is over.
Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, Marilyn Manson in here this week. Ben Stein. Sarah Silverman. I'm telling you, that School of Rock here, it's great. Haven't seen it. You should take the kids.
My daughter saw it. She loved it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
All right. Now you got to take the boys.
Ben Stein, my book is sucking all of a sudden in terms of numbers.
That's all right, buddy.
Nobody's interested in all of a
sudden.
And
they go up, goes down.
Goes down now.
Eventually, stay down. Stay.
No.
It's all right. Crystal, you write other books. Crystal? Caller goes by the name of Crystal?
Hello?
All right. You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, I totally lied about my question. My real question is about the Olsen twins.
Oh, well, I'm about to hear this.
I know, come but on. All right, just put her on hold because it's such a dangerous. That's a dangerous precedent. People right. calling and saying, "I got this, and I want to talk about that."
All right, look at line five.
Yeah, no, what line the five. Hell? Let's all talk right. to her,
Crystal.
What's your question about the Olsen twins?
Okay, thanks for taking my question. Okay, they say that they're fraternal twins, but that doesn't really make sense because they look exactly the same, and I was wondering how that's possible instead of being, like, identical twins.
I assume they're identical. They're hard to tell apart. I mean, I can tell them apart. I haven't worked with them for a couple of weeks, but sure. It took me a while.
Yep.
Who cares?
Drew told me one of them has a bigger areola than the other one. That's how we can tell them apart.
That's very nice, Adam.
Well, that's just what
they
said.
Their people promised me they'd put them up here when the movie comes out. So, well, we'll see.
Okay.
It's never, ever going to happen.
We'll ask them that question.
But look, hey, Crystal.
Uh-huh.
How do you know they say they're fraternal twins and not
I've just seen in a lot of different interviews that they've given that they've said that they're fraternal. And they use the fact that one of them's an inch taller than the other as, like, proof. And I just don't see how it's possible because they look exactly the same. It's not like other sisters.
Well, the way it's a DNA, right?
Yeah, I'm sure no one's gone to done a DNA test on them. I mean, why?
Yeah.
Why would you?
I don't know. I would. Why not? Well, look, here's the thing. I think it's an interesting point. Would you rather be a fraternal or a identical twin? I would imagine you'd rather be a fraternal twin.
Well, identical gives you the option of, you know, if you ever need an organ or something, it's nice to...
I know, but just for your own 19-year-old ego.
For your own, yeah. For your own.
You'd like to just say, hey, there's only one of me, right? Wouldn't want another one of you right there?
Mm-hmm.
Be kind of weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although, ironically, I think identical twins oftentimes enjoy the attention they get from the
identical.
Uniqueness of having someone exactly the same.
And one in those that are...
You getting a subtle irony in that, Drew?
Yeah, I got
it's
it.
It's powerful, man.
But the people that are identical twins, when you talk to them, because they've never been anything else, kind of like it.
Yeah.
You know, they sort of...
Yeah. But then these are actresses. Then they're chicks. Oh, who knows? All right. Well, Drew will get to the... When they come on the show, Drew will get to the bottom of it.
That's right.
Jason?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You're 24?
Yeah, I had a question for Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm. I was curious. I just started nursing school, and I need to do a lot of reading. And I can't stand the taste of coffee. What is the risk of taking like a Vivarin like on a regular basis?
Vivarin just is basically caffeine. How much are you taking?
Like probably about maybe 3 a week.
3 tablets?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
I can't
what's wrong with you? What's wrong that you don't like coffee?
It tastes gross, man. I can't even eat coffee candies, coffee ice cream, nothing like that.
Really?
And Starbucks stuff, just no.
All right, so if you got some nice coffee and you put some milk in there and you put some sugar in there, no good?
No good. Can't do it. I drink pop a lot, but that's about it.
Yummy face.
You're from the Midwest?
We couldn't hang. Yeah, and what's with the pop?
I know. I'm getting tired of it. So
what do you do? Put your sneakers on, head down to the filling station, buy some pop?
At the package store?
Pretty much, man. So.
All right there, buddy boy. What else don't you like? Do you go down on girls?
What's that?
You do?
I like that.
Oh, interesting. What about booze? You like booze?
Yeah.
Well, you do?
Rum and Cokes, man.
Rum and Coke. But that's sort of the chick drink.
Yeah, I know.
Highballs. Like you wouldn't drink
martini.
Yeah, or like just a shot of rye or something, would you?
Probably not a shot of rye, but
all right, but you wouldn't drink like you wouldn't just drink take some vodka and put a little lime juice in it or something, right?
No, I'll drink that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, we can hang.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know. I'd have to look at the dose of the Vivarin, but I can't imagine a couple times a week that is a significant issue.
It's just a pill, right?
Yeah.
One of the pills saves a cup of coffee or something like that.
Look, it's probably like 3 or 4 cups of coffee. I bet you, but
right.
God knows we do that every night here.
Let's talk to Samantha. Samantha.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
I married my husband, 2 years ago. And when we first got married, his sister had hooked him up with one of her friends. And
When you first got married, his sister helped him cheat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that already, aren't we in trouble here?
Are you just newlyweds at this point?
I accused him of doing it, and he admitted to it.
That's different than being newlyweds. Okay. So what else?
So he had used like an alias, and a couple of weeks ago, his mom was visiting. His mom. Was
he
like,
what? He what with the alias?
He uses an alias. He uses
Why?
The name Tommy or something like that.
For what? These girls he cheats with?
Yes.
Okay.
And so. His mom came over and his mom was like, hey, you know, why don't you call, you know, that girl up and ask her what's going on with Tommy? I was like, what? I called her up and I was like, hey, are you still seeing Tommy? And she's like, yeah. You know, we've been seeing each other for a while now.
So his mom wanted you to investigate?
No. His mom asked...
Oh, I'm sorry that I construed that from what you just told me, which is...
I think I just listen carefully for a smoke alarm.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Did you say his mom came over and said, why don't you call Tommy and find out what's up with that girl?
She told that his sister, that the one that hooked him up before. Get it? Okay.
No. Well, let me make some comment. Oh. I have a couple comments. I am convinced that stupid people confuse themselves when they talk as well as people around them.
Well, there's no clarity of thought, sure.
And that, in a way, they're the confused, stupid person that's telling the story, but there's another part of them that's actually listening to their story and not making heads or tails of it either.
One of the reasons people do that is that when they're trauma survivors, they can't make coherent narratives out of things that are emotional.
Yeah,
they stay in sort of denial and they're sort of dissociated from it.
Yeah.
And the lack of clarity is sort of an emotional distance from what's really going on.
Call me old-fashioned, but it's just plain old stupid, too.
There's that, too, of course.
Okay. Let's not rule that out. All right, so Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Drew had to do that. So his mom came over and told you, why don't you call that girl and see if she's seeing Tommy anymore, even though that's what she didn't do, and something and with the sister.
No, his mom.
No, stop.
Now, go ahead. I'd like to hear it again, just for
his
fun.
His mom and his sister came over.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
His mom has mentioned to his sister that why don't his sister call up that girl?
Why doesn't his sister call up that girl? Okay. See, you left the sister out the first time you told it. You just said the mom came over and said, why don't you call that girl? But anyway, so did the sister call the girl?
No, she was mad that the mom had said that, so she left the room.
Mm-hmm. So mom doesn't approve of what her daughter's doing.
Mom approves of it.
Oh.
It's just their mom let the cat out of the bag.
You didn't know the sister had set him up until the mom just let this loose today,
no, this
recently?
This is the second time. This is the second time.
All right.
You know, we weren't there the first time.
I wish we had been, Samantha. Hold on a second.
We got to come back.
Do you have any kids?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. All right.
How many?
I have three.
Oh!
Three kids.
Oh.
Oh, baby. All right, hang on. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right, don't. Now, like when you bathe them in the tub and stuff, you gotta make sure their head is above water, and so they can't be on their face.
Water.
Yes.
Okay.
Water.
Three kids. Everybody. She can have as many as she wants.
20.
I can't put a second story in my garage. Too much trouble. Okay. I want to know why California's in the tubs. I'm gonna take a quick break. We got more unraveling with Samantha after this. Hey, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Gonna drop crowd. I can't do it. All right, everybody. Hungover. Went to the Playboy Mansion. Never stopped boozing.
Good times.
You know, here's what I was trying to say is I used to know to stop because I would run out of money or I would get urinated on by one of my buddies or I'd get into a fight. Now, I just keep boozing. And I maintain, too. I don't get sloppy.
You don't know you're getting drunk, yeah.
I know I'm getting drunk, but... And you know, because you've been around me. I'm a heavyweight. I could have 14, 15 highballs over the course of last night. And we could be sitting in the limo driving home. We'd be talking. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't say, oh, he was obliterated.
Right, right.
You wouldn't know it.
Yeah. On the other hand, when you smoke pot, it's a whole different story.
I did a little of that, too, so
then,
what are you going to do?
Then you cannot keep it together.
What is that thing, too, where there's... whenever you go to a big party of, like, 300, 400, 500 people, there's always the one person who somehow, cosmically, you've been assigned to run into four or five times over the course of the party,
yeah.
And it's never the person you want to run into.
I think...
It's almost always your sex, and I imagine if you're gay, it would be the opposite sex. Whatever it is, they're on the wrong side of the gender fence for you. You can't hump them. If you could, you wouldn't be attracted to them.
You
would run into them constantly. What's that?
And somebody you really don't want to spend time with.
Somebody you really don't want to spend... I ended up talking to a guy for about an hour and a half of the 4 or 5 hours I was there. I would just keep running into him in different corners. It's like you just get done talking to the guy for 20 minutes. You go and you go to take a leak. He's in line behind you. You know, and he's not coming out. He's not stalking you. It's just there's that one person. And then... There's the person you run into 3 weeks from now, and you go, I was up there, too. Really? Yeah.
How'd I miss you?
I was there the whole night. Me, too. I walked all over. We could have. Yeah, I was talking it.
I know.
Now, there's that.
Absolutely.
And then there's the one guy you run into all the time.
And I think...
How does that work?
I think there's sort of differing sort of quantums of that in life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, at work, there's that. There's in life, across the spectrum of the life, there's that.
Yeah, well, why do I need to get together with the guy I don't want to hump, I have no physical interest in, I don't feel like talking to, and yet we spend the entire night like young lovers? What is that?
I don't know. I don't like it, though.
Thank you. Good. Me neither. Samantha?
So back with Samantha and her three children. 20.
Samantha's got three kids.
How old is your oldest kid?
Three and a half.
And... Now
she started 16.
You married a guy. His sister was sort of helping him step out, facilitate him stepping out on you. His mom is let the cat out of the bag. So the whole family sort of aware of his ways.
Yep.
They are. And obviously you don't feel like they have much respect for you.
No.
You would hope they'd have a little more respect for their nephews and grandchildren.
You would hope.
Yes.
What about your husband? What does he do for a living?
He is a cook.
Cook? What kind of cook?
Kind of like a cafe deli.
Mm-hmm. So,
Are you telling us the truth?
Huh?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can't lie.
Okay.
Hold on, Drew.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Now, do you want to break up with him?
No.
Okay. Is he still cheating on you?
I don't know. That was my question. I had called her up and I recorded her saying that, yes, they still are seeing each other.
You recorded the woman that he's seeing?
Yes.
Okay.
Then he's seeing. And then you go to him and you tell him to stop.
Well, yeah, I did. And he's like, well, she's lying. And I'm like, I played the record, the chord, the tape for him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what? So he calls her. And she picks up the phone and she's all, he goes, did my wife call you today? She goes, yeah. Your wife's crazy, you know? She calls me every 5 minutes threatening me. And so she's telling him a different story, yet she's telling me a different story, too.
Yeah. Well, whatever story they're telling, the whole fact that you're having a conversation and trying to sift through stories with another woman means that obviously the guy's having an affair.
Yeah.
I just love that where there's three people and it's like we're all having this big argument, a discussion. Is my husband screwing you? What's going on? The idea that you're having the discussion means something is going on.
True.
And it probably has been going on. And look, could you two idiots stop cranking out kids, for Christ's sake? Yeah, it's real funny. I'm going to be paying for those goddamn kids when you two retards don't have two nickels to rub together.
Just go ahead.
What are you doing? Are you on birth control?
Yes.
Phone cut out. God, is she lucky. And does anyone want to talk about this? Does anybody want to discuss this? Shouldn't people be approaching her saying, listen, you got three kids. You got a 69 IQ, and you got a fry cook husband who's slinging hash and nailing chicks. Should you slow it down a little with the cranking out of the kids?
Well, certainly you should, you know, keep him in line. Whatever leverage you have, hold it over his head.
I don't even care anymore. Samantha,
yes.
Are you on birth control?
Yes, I am.
Good. Stay on that, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to put up with this guy. He does have to pay for these kids. But you don't have to put up with him. If he's cheating, he's cheating. You can get out of there, and God knows what kind of shape his mom's in. And look, everybody, this is why you don't get married.
At 16.
Or whatever you were.
Yeah.
And who even knows? The oldest kid could be from somebody else. She got married at 18. You got to think about that. Listen, everybody, I can't stop you from being stupid because you can't help that. But could you not do stupid things?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
And behave like yours, as if you were saying.
Here's what I'd like you all to do. Attention, retards. Start overcompensating. Here's what I want you to be like. I want you to be like a slow, white, wide receiver in the NFL, which is you start thinking, I don't got the tools. You know, I don't got the 40-inch vertical leap, and I don't run the 4.340. I got to work hard here. I'm aware that I'm a few steps slower than these guys, that I don't have the natural size and ability. I'm going to have to focus that much harder just to keep my job.
Yeah.
And this is what I want you stupid people to do.
With life.
Look in the mirror. Realize how dumb you are. And then don't start cooking up speed. Don't start cranking out kids. Don't get the keep on trucking tattoo on your right boob. Don't do all the things that a stupid person would do. Because that's just what you'd want you to do. Don't listen to you. Thank you. All right. Meanwhile, here Ann's screaming down the hall. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, I got a, not a dilemma, but just a question for you guys. my girlfriend graduated college. I got probably about a year left before I'm done. Mm-hmm. We've been together for about 6-7 years. And we're talking about getting engaged, and she has her mindset pretty much on about a year to get married. And Yeah, I really have no problem with it. I want to spend the rest of my life with
Joe,
it.
Joe,
what do you want?
What's your question?
Well, what I want to know is if me telling her that I want to put it off maybe 2 years just to graduate, get a job, get settled in, is that in her, you know, is that going to affect our relationship in the long term?
Well, yeah, it will, of course. Well, not in the long term, but it may mean, well, maybe the relationship doesn't survive. But look, you know, we don't think people should get married until they're 30. So we're right behind you. Secondly, men do not get married and are not happy in marriage until they're done sort of with their business.
Uh-huh.
They need to know who they are in the world before they can. They will let the love of their life go, finish growing up, do whatever crazy stuff they've got to do, get their career going, then marry somebody, regret having left that person behind, but the whole time know they could never have gotten married until they were just done and ready. Guys have to be ready. And if you marry before that, it's going to be a miserable marriage and you're not doing her any favors.
But if she's willing to wait the extra year, and I have no desire to leave her,
I have a feeling during that year you're going to need to be pretending as though you were broken up for you.
No.
To feel. I bet.
Look,
is Joe not one of those guys?
No, Joe's a simple guy. He's from the heartland. He's salt of the earth.
Where are you going to school?
Michigan State.
I told you. And Joe's a one man woman.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you 100%. And you know, I
you agree with my "you're one man woman" assertion.
You got that right.
All right, buddy.
However,
if I put it off for the year and we seem to be okay with that, and we go through.
Well, now wait a minute. Then what? Then if you are clear, this is the one. What are you waiting for then?
Well, I want to get, like I said, you want to know who you are in the world. You want to get settled.
See, he's making my case for
me. No. You're talking about banging candy stripers.
No, not necessarily.
That's not where Joe's at.
I think Joe has a little bit of that in him, and so he can't come
forward.
Well,
look, all guys have a bit of that in him.
Right.
But not every single last one of them, and Joe may be the exception. You love this girl. You want to marry her. Just feel like you feel like you'd like to be holding down a decent job, and you know you'd have to, you want your diploma and you want to be gainfully employed.
Exactly.
And that's it.
So, what I want to know.
What about other women? What about other women? You curious about other women?
No, I have no desire for that. She's the one for me.
All right,
I told
you. All right, good.
She'll
be fine. Just take the time you need and do what you need to do, and that's that.
You would have made a horrible Indian.
Indian?
Yeah. Because you would have been, here's the kind of Indian you would have been.
I'd listen to the ground.
You'd put your head down to the railroad tracks. Iron horse come. Maybe soon. Maybe now.
Yeah.
And then everyone, no, then nothing. That's why you'd make a horrible Indian. No iron horse. Listen, you'd look up into the sky. Nana Jaya. Nana. Rain come. Rain come for days. Rain come and bring the soil back. Nothing. Nothing would happen. You'd be like the Indian with horrible instincts.
But by the
way, wrong on everything.
But think about how the rain dances and things like that must have evolved. They must have each day gone out. Somebody did something, nothing. Somebody did something, nothing. But when the guy did the something, the rain followed.
Yeah.
That's the dance we do every year.
Sure.
That one.
Do that one. Yeah. Do the hustle. All right. So, yeah, Joseph.
All right, that's fine.
Joseph, that's
a good thing.
And look. When you're a guy and you're under, especially under 25, you can say to a woman, punched Drew's mic for him.
See how that works?
You can say to a woman, look, I don't want to get married at 21. I don't want to get married at 22. She should understand.
Yes.
That's it.
Because he's saying 25 or something. That's fine. I still believe he's got a little something in
him. No, that's you. Ashley.
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, I'm a virgin,
mm-hmm.
And I want to know, does it hurt worse when you're older to lose your virginity or when you're younger?
Younger usually for a couple reasons.
Yeah.
One is you're more anxious, and that tends to work against you. And two, there's more of a probability of an intact hymen then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so like, you know, 4 and 5 years old is more painful than, let's say, 13, 14. Is that what you're saying, Drew?
In your series, in your study, that you found that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have another question for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have really bad anxiety disorder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if there's, like, a prescription or something that could help me, because I'm also ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I want to know if there's, like, a prescription that will help me with that.
Well, of course there are.
You got diagnosed, didn't you?
With ADHD?
Yeah, didn't someone want to do something for you? Give you something?
Wait, for ADHD or for anxiety?
For both.
I haven't been diagnosed with anxiety, but I know I've got it. Because I have anxiety.
What about the ADHD?
Oh, yeah. I've been since, like, second grade.
You've been formally diagnosed with that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they give you something? I know we're going... We're doing the usual love line route here, which is repetition, 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 then I get angry. But didn't the...
No.
The person that diagnosed you with ADHD or D mm-hmm. or whatever the hell D. you got, D, didn't that person recommend some prescription drug for you?
For ADHD? Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, she has that. She has that. She's on it.
I just made a whole thing now.
All right, well, hope she's still listening. Yes, you need I don't get a lot of the details from you, but yes, I'm sure there's a complex situation, and there are medication for anxiety disorders, of depending whether you're pure anxiety, panic attacks, or phobic, whatever it is. Be that as it may, clearly in cases like yours, the best thing is medication and therapy. So you got to do both.
Right.
There's no magic pill for these things. If you really want to get remission, you really want to improve and grow, do both.
They do have magic pills, but the doctors keep those from themselves and their family, and then sell them in Mexico, but they won't give those to you. They're actually labeled magic pill. See, here was the confusion, which is she was diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
She was not diagnosed with anxiety disorder, right. And she said, I have ADHD, I have anxiety disorder, I want a medication.
Right.
But she was talking about for her anxiety right. disorder.
And her anxiety disorder may actually even be depression. It may not even be an anxiety disorder.
It's just what... People do such a horrible, confusing job of this. Yeah. What's in their head and what's coming out of their mouth are so different, and you don't know. You assume, naturally, she was diagnosed with the
You should really speak fluent Loveline by now. You really should. It's hard. It's a hard language to master. It's very frustrating, too. It's only three letters in the whole language.
Yeah, it's two. There's F and U. DJ?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question about, I was sexually molested when I was from the age of 4 to 8.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
And I was wondering if that could cause, a problem with ADHD later on, if that...
Who did this to you?
Huh?
Huh?
That's one of the letters.
I now know the huh's coming. Who did this to you?
It was a friend of the family.
Uh-huh. Did he ever go to jail?
No.
How come?
He was like 13 or 14 at the time when it first started happening.
Oh, boy.
Wow. How old were you?
I was four to eight.
Yo.
Did you get any therapy?
Yes, I did.
All right.
ADHD is not thought to be one of the outcomes of trauma, in my understanding and reading this material and my clinical experience, though... Trauma and, you know, sexual abuse, that sort of thing, can set up all sorts of psychiatric syndromes. ADHD is thought more to be a constitutional neurobiological process, something that you sort of inherit as much as anything, maybe made worse certainly by environmental
factors. Attention deficit and
hyperactivity disorder.
Hyperactivity disorder. Shouldn't it be HDHA? Because you lose the activity part of the hyperactivity, and then you put the disorder in there. Like, why put the disorder, you know?
Because disorder goes to the end of everything in psychiatric stuff.
I know, so no duh. Disorder. That's my argument for getting rid of it.
Yeah, but we put it, you know, it's BPD.
Hyperactive, one word?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
No. A little dash or anything?
No.
Okay. All right. Still like CNA in there. And I'd like to make it into a word, like it would spell out like "Hi, Dad," something
cool.
like that.
Nice.
Yeah, they start whipping things around. Yeah, like people do with their phone numbers.
I always wanted to get rid of the term addiction and just call it RAD, reward activation disorder.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I could get behind that.
All the history of all the moralizing.
Then it'd be cool. It's like, what do you got?
Yeah, RAD.
Got RAD.
Got a bad case of RAD.
Bitcha.
Heavy RAD.
You must get laid all the time. Okay, so if you were molested and traumatized this way,
it'll affect you for sure. And yes, ADHD can be some of the manifestations, though I'm not sure it can cause it per se.
No. Oh boy, did I have cotton mouth this morning.
Yeah, you're not right.
Oh, it was so bad. Wow. I woke up, I went to bed at like 3:30, had a nice glass of wine when I got home. 17 highballs.
Oh, my God.
I got up at like 3:30. I went to bed at like 3:45, and I got up at like 8:45. My mouth was just like somebody emptied a car ashtray into it. I was like, and I'm a mouth breather, you know.
Oh, I know. So do all of our listeners know. Those of you that have never had the great good fortune of witnessing Adam eat.
I got to breathe through my mouth. What am I supposed to do?
And put food in through
it. Stuff food up my nose?
It's quite a feat. Quite a feat.
Well, anyway.
As I said.
Huge cotton mouth
like
this morning. Huge cotton mouth and a serious headache. Could not find any aspirin either. Just walking around, putzing, dragging ass. She's in New York.
What? Isn't your anniversary right around now?
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
When was the anniversary?
Last week.
When did she leave for New York?
Whenever.
Okay.
We're cool.
Good times.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Drew. I don't got that pee-whip thing you got
going.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Julio?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, it's kind of awkward, and I'm moving from room to room right now, so if I make a funky noise, sorry. Because everybody in my house is asleep.
All right.
And, quick question is, I'm actually in my restroom, so if you hear an echo, it's kind of awkward. It's a quiet space.
Okay. All right.
Well, well, sometimes when I pee, I pee kind of clumpy. Like
clumpy?
Yeah, like...
Is that after you've ejaculated or just any time?
Well, there's sometimes right after I have, like, intercourse, and there's times when, like, I wake up in the morning and I take a leak, and, like, it'll start normal, and then it'll be
then clump.
Clump, like, thick, like, white.
Start normal.
Is there any chance you had, a wet dream during the night?
No, because I don't have any stains on me. Or
okay,
like,
all right.
Yeah, but Drew, why wouldn't start normal?
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. I just want to just make sure Julio can stay with me on this.
Mm-hmm.
You take any medication?
No, dude, I'm a healthy guy. And
healthy otherwise.
Pretty sure.
It's probably nothing, Julio. It's probably just mucus. I mean, your prostate secretes a bunch of stuff, some of which becomes semen, and some of it's lubricant. And I could see where it might be enough to sort of be present, possibly, in your
yeah, because, well...
Certainly after you've had intercourse or after you've ejaculated, it's very normal to have some of that stuff stay behind.
So what should you do?
Nothing.
Nothing? He's cool.
Have your doctor check your urine. Just say you've noticed something.
He doesn't have a doctor.
Have a doctor check it. Just make sure not infection, something such as that. And there can be other strange things like lymphatic drainage into the urethra can.
Yeah. Hey Julio.
What's up?
A lymphorrhea.
Do you have a doctor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just have him just check your urine. Make sure it's normal.
Because I check my names with doctor, and Julio's way down on the list of guys with physicians.
Nice.
Yeah. But you got one, right, Julio?
Yeah.
You call from La Puente.
Yeah.
What's that mean? The pimple?
The point?
The bridge.
The bridge.
Oh, nice. All right there, buddy. Is there a bridge in La Puente?
Actually, there is. There's a huge bridge between La Puente and Pasadena. That's why we're named La Puente.
La Puente and Pasadena. La Puente is pretty fair distance from Pasadena.
Well, it's the bridge is over 70 miles long.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's why they call it La Puente. Can I ask you guys another question?
No. Wait a second. Because La Puente was probably named
100 years ago.
Maybe more.
We've been around for 127 years.
Ah, we stand corrected then. Was the bridge built 128 years ago?
Actually, it was a wooden bridge because this area right here used to be covered in oranges, apple trees, and stuff like that. And there's actually a wooden bridge that connected El Monte to La Puente.
Was it the
El Monte?
Yeah.
To La Puente.
Dope. Okay.
There you go. That makes sense.
Hey, Julio, God bless you for knowing something.
Should be mayor.
You will get my vote for mayor of La Puente.
All righty.
All right.
What's your other question? Just for that, you get another question.
Okay. It's kind of weird, but anyway. Okay.
I love this, Julio. I'm in love with you, buddy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
There's times when I have sex, and there's like times I'll like have sex for like 2 hours nonstop, and I won't ejaculate.
Yeah, this is where the buildup comes from.
Yeah,
oh,
you're just gonna work that out. What position are you in when you masturbate, Julio? If you don't mind me asking.
No, I don't mind.
Thanks.
Like, I'm standing up.
Standing up.
Yeah.
But see, that's not the position you're in when you have sex.
Oh no! Like,
yeah,
I do. Like, honestly, I do like a couple positions while.
Right.
But make sure you're standing up next time.
Get into the position. get used to beating off in the position that you have sex in, and you'll ejaculate.
Or vice versa. Start having sex in the position.
Right.
Oh.
You understand who that?
Yeah.
So simple. I can understand why.
So simple.
It is. It's diabolically simple. If you're a guy and you're used to beating off in the shower, as many nervous 17, 18-year-olds are, mm-hmm. where your eyes are closed, you got the water run on your head, you know, you put your hand out, holding, standing on the tile, and the other one's on your junk. And
You don't have to show.
I got to stand up. Right. Doing it. Then the next thing you know, you're on top of a girl. It's like you went from standing up to push-up position, essentially. Your balls are confused.
I know you're trying to get...
There's no gyroscope in there.
You're trying to get Michelle's attention. She's closing her eyes. She's closing out the... When you grabbed your schwanz,
it makes sense. And I understand why Julio's a big hit with the ladies with his knowledge of La Puente. La Puente, that Brit, do you realize there's over 400 cypress trees were harvested? Oh, let me blow you, Julio. Do you realize that that bridge is technically a trestle bridge, although it had been taken down and turned into a poured and concrete reinforced bridge later on, but that bridge is over 128 lineal feet from one end to the next and can support the weight of a... Yeah, imagine him telling his chicks about La Puente history at their high school. What do chicks hate more, La Puente or history? Like, you know, women are like you tell a chick, like, you go, you know, in World War II, the Allied forces dropped over 700 million pounds of explosive. I'm bored. You can see they're just thinking immediately.
Whatever.
It's boredom meets anger.
Yeah.
Actually. The best, don't talk
little
about
how dare you in there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're angry that they don't know, and they're angry that you know, and that they think that you think they care. All right. Anyway, I'm in love with Julio, though. We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew and I were talking off there about the two guys who get laid in high school, and we always talk about the one guy who gets laid in high school, the aloof guy, maybe the captain of the football team. Maybe he's the cool loner guy, does a lot of sulking, doesn't like to talk. Ladies want to be let into his world.
What's the Breakfast Club again?
Just
that?
Let me in. Yeah, all those Breakfast Club jack-offs, that kind of thing. Now, you could do that, or, and this is the guy we never talk about, but this happens just as often. This is the ultra nerd, and I don't mean Star Trek nerd, more just dumpy guy. You know, the guy with the pear-shaped physique. He's got the bad skin and the big ass. He's 15. He's already a little dumpy. You know, it's always bad when you're kind of schlubby at 15.
Yeah.
He hooks up with the female equivalent, the dumpy chick, and they just start humping like rabbits all the way through high school. They're inseparable.
Right.
These are these couples that, like, you spot them. You never talk to them because they're there for each other. The guy doesn't have any friends. The chick doesn't have any friends. Their identity in the high school is as a couple.
And yet,
they don't even know them individually.
That guy was light years away ahead of you until you were about 27.
That guy is banging the bejesus out of this wreck of a woman.
Oh.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. He's no prize either. And these are the couples, by the way. They advertise. Do they walk with the hands tucked in each other's pockets? And they make out, and they got the greasy hair, and they're all over it. And it's like you see them in the hall, and you're kind of like, oh, hey, buddy, can't you beat off? You can't do any better. How about you beat off? How about you take a step up and beat off?
Oh, come on.
But okay, but the chick ain't doing any better either.
I'm getting offended for these imaginary people.
They don't know who they are. They're imaginary. The point is these guys are going at it.
Yeah.
And they're going at it often and early. Yeah. And here's what it is.
And God bless them.
They get together when they're like 15, long courtship, maybe 8 months, maybe a year, maybe 14 months. And then all of a sudden they pull the trigger.
Yeah.
They squeeze that sex trigger and pow.
Mm-hmm.
It is big monkey ugly love just going on. And they love it too. Mm-hmm. Damn. All right.
Ahead of you.
Good. No, they are, because here's the deal. Even the guy who was popular, the guy who got laid a lot in high school, wasn't screwing every day. Mm-hmm. These guys are going at it every single day. They get a little schedule worked out. And there's never any strife because nobody wants to screw either one of them. They want to screw each other. There's no cheating going on. They quietly understand that I'm not going to do any better than you, and you're not going to do any better than me.
The numbers match.
That's right. No problem.
A good relationship.
We're going at it. God bless him. That's not a put down, Drew. But we don't talk about this guy.
No, we don't. Until tonight.
I'm wondering if Julio from La Puente may have been that guy.
You want to talk to me? Still waiting there.
I don't know how we can figure this out. Julio.
What's up?
You have a girlfriend?
You bet your hiney.
How long have you had her?
What day is this today? What's the date?
How long? It's Sunday. 3 years?
No, about a year.
Oh, yeah.
7 months and a couple of days.
Yeah. Okay, so he knows. Now, are you in band?
I've been in band. I was the... You want to know features, like the description of me?
What'd you play? No, what instrument did you play in band?
Glockenspiel?
No, I was the leading trumpet player and the leading drummer.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, both.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. What does she do?
Chess club?
No, she was in the color guard. You know those skimpy little outfits those girls wear?
Oh, she's in the color guard.
Yeah.
She got that gun that's carved out of a 2x6.
Yeah, and they have to wear those tight clothing and stuff like
that. Nice, nice. Carry the flag.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a color guard.
What's up?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nobody's in the chess club or the physics
club. You guys good students though, right?
Yeah, I graduated at the top of my class.
Yeah, yeah. Buddy. All right, Julio. Good time.
You going to college now?
Yeah, actually I am.
Where?
Where?
Yeah.
I'm attending UCLA right now.
Good boy. Excellent. Where's she going?
She's going to my rival school, USC.
Really?
Yeah. All right. You still in a relationship?
Huh?
You still in a relationship together?
Yeah.
All right.
It's funny though, because I know USC is going to get UCLA.
To with
Julio,
the S word.
Julio.
I was about to say how in love I was with Julio.
And by the way,
after
UCLA's little performance against Washington, the Pac-10 is an interesting place.
Yeah. All right. So besides using the S word twice, I didn't hear it the other
time.
You sure that wasn't Drew saying Glockenspiel? Which probably is the S word in German. The point is Julio was fitting my description with the band and her being in the color guard and that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
That was perfect.
Actually, he's sort of the high end of that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Thank you. Because he's not the white trash version of that.
Right,
he's the overachiever version of that.
Right.
Elise?
Yes?
He'll be a producer someday.
You're 24?
Right.
Yes.
I hope so. Give us a job. What's up?
Well, I was wondering if there's such thing as a female ejaculation.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yep.
Yes there is.
And most women that have that feel kind of ashamed of it, afraid to talk about it. We kind of figure it's, what, about 10% of women have that, would you say? 5-10%?
Yeah, I'd say it's closer to the 5 range than the 10
and
range.
Some women have it all the time. Some have it only very occasionally. Remember one night we did a show, we sort of dedicated ourselves to getting more information about that, and some women said it was only during very intense orgasms, some said it was during certain positions, some said it was every time. It's, again, the usual spectrum of the Rubik's Cube that the female presents.
You know, you hear about people rededicating themselves to relationships or jobs or their team or something like that. I would like to be one of the first guys to actually do it for the third time. Like I would
re-rededicate?
Re-rededicate. Yeah, like I go, I'm up here before you to say that I'm going to re-rededicate myself to this show. I know I dedicated myself to this show at one point and then sort of fell out with it. And then at a certain point, I rededicated myself and then that fell apart. But I am rededicating myself to this program.
Let me follow you. In other words, back in the day when we sort of look forward to living, we would do things like dedicate a show to investigating female ejaculation. And you want to we would capture those days of enthusiasm.
Right.
That was rededicating.
That was during the first time I'd rededicated.
That was a rededication, yes.
But then that fell apart.
Well,
I'm now pledging to all the listeners to rededicate myself to this show.
I know we're all very happy and supportive of this, Adam.
Now, Drew, you would just be at the rededication part.
Yes, I'm
because you only use one of your subs.
That's right.
And I may go for a fourth next week.
Fourth? Isn't it kind of like timeouts? And
you only get so many rededications? I would like to rededicate. It depends how you say it.
Okay.
All right, sir. I am going to rededicate myself to this program, starting with Amy. Amy?
Yes?
You're 19.
Yes, I am.
You're with the new and improved, rededicated Adam Carolla. What's up?
I'm a virgin, and I'm having a lot of trouble with my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of them are lasting very long. I don't even want to be with the guy very long.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason you would have trouble with intimacy, or do you think this is just sort of normal for your age?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there any reason?
Saying how they're falling in love, and I don't even know what that's like.
Yeah, but Amy, what I'm asking, is there anything you need to tell us about your past that might give you problems with intimacy? Trauma, abandonment?
My parents were divorced.
Yeah, that could make the intimacy uncomfortable or difficult, but not really.
Did your dad
repellent.
Abandon mm-hmm. the family?
No, I love my dad. I see him all the time.
Well, yeah.
When did
how many times they said that to us? We find out in the day.
No. I'm just moving.
I
in
believe
with my dad,
Amy,
too.
But it's just we're like cops that have heard all these stories and have to investigate.
Yeah.
How old were you when they divorced?
I was like five.
Five, and your dad moved away, but not too far away.
No, not too far away.
Was he drinking or beating or doing anything crazy when he left?
No.
And you would see him regularly. Okay.
All right.
Well, you're just and you're virgin for religious reasons or just for moral reasons?
Well, I didn't sleep with the guy at first because I was afraid I'd get caught.
All right. And then that why?
And now it's just I've never liked a guy long enough to think if I slept, it'd be a waste of time.
Actually, when women talk about this under the age of 20, this business of sort of never really wanting to get involved with somebody, never feeling intimate, never feeling close enough to be physical, I think that's a healthy thing.
Good.
That's a protective thing.
Yeah.
That's saying, I'm not ready for this yet, and I'm still fishing around, figuring out who I am, what I want. And if you've not had any trauma or anything to sort of screw with your antenna that make it difficult for you to be attracted to healthy people, if you're attracting healthy people, you're trying things on for size and nothing fits, that is normal. And right. God bless you. So you have enough good sense and judgment to wait until you really feel good about somebody.
Do you have guys interested in you?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like crazy, like they're falling in love with her.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that. I like someone. I mean, listen, I'm hot. I say it, you know? I mean, I'm not
Michelle
gonna mince words.
Sure.
At least, I'll call a spade, you know what I'm saying?
There's
a good-looking guy. I don't take credit for it. That's, it's my parents. You've seen my parents, Drew. I mean, how could I not be? They're both so handsome.
Remember, women don't actually see how you look, because your number is determined by your
That's
sense
right.
of humor.
Well, I'm literally a millionaire, ladies.
And your position in life.
Wheelbarrow.
How about your voice? You're very hot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now, what do you look like, Amy, just for kicks?
There was a subtle dig in there again, mind you.
I've
never seen you on TV. It's
you don't know what I look like?
No.
Never see me?
No.
All right. You know, you could if you wanted to.
Is that a promise?
Well, I see. Yeah, no, you
have
to turn on your TV.
Yeah, turn on television, flip around, but you find one of us somewhere.
You never saw me or Drew anywhere?
Uh-uh.
Maybe she just didn't know it was us.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't know. Not that you have to. How long have you listened to this show?
About half a year.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're a new listener.
Newcomer. Yeah.
All right, baby doll.
Well, there's
so much
that bothers me.
What?
Well, after I've been with my boyfriend for, like, I don't know, like 3 weeks or so, I actually get sick being around him. Like, hanging out with him makes me want to throw up.
Actually nauseated. Like, physically ill.
Hmm. He's got...
That worries me a little bit. But be that as it may, again, I still see that all as kind of protective. It's like, these guys are... Yeah.
All right. But,
it's a little worrisome, maybe. A little worrisome.
Five's got to be a tough age for divorce.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would be the worst? Six? Seven? What's the worst? Four's not as bad as seven.
I didn't know that anybody has any data on that, to tell you the truth.
Eight or nine is probably better than seven or eight.
You know, under five, you kind of don't know what's going on. At six, seven, eight, you have sort of an idealized view of your family and feel the fracture and feel responsible for it. And it's, hard to know. Hard to know.
Yeah. I remember during that idealized phase when I thought my family was average. Yeah, those were the days.
I think you said you thought they were normal. You really had to
idealize. I was just thinking about average.
It was super
idealized. I was being super generous and thinking they were about average. All right. Let's take ourselves just a little break, and we'll be right back after this. here, buddy. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ben Stein in here this week. Marilyn Manson in here, too. Looking forward to that.
Both of them.
Sarah Silverman, looking forward to that.
I read a strange Marilyn Manson article on the web today where he's, like, trying to offend people in middle America by, like, walking around with feces naked and with sheep entrails showing up people's porches. And then his sort of final volley was to upside down on a cross and having someone blowing him. And the interesting thing, apparently people in Illinois and Wisconsin are just like, Marilyn Manson, what are you going to do? And he's furious. He's pissed off.
Yeah, he can't get a rise out of him.
I think what he
well, what
really,
do you mean? What do you mean? He's sheep entrails
this is
on
the
porch.
Said, that he
what,
was.
He's doing it. He's delivering it.
He's showing up. No, he's showing up covered like with stuff strewn around him to try to freak people out.
Showing
for the Halloween
up where?
Ads, on people's doorsteps. He just walks into people's up to people's houses.
Are they filming it?
Drew, you
don't know.
I'll get you the article.
Does it have words in it?
It does. Well, you won't read it then. Yeah.
No, I guess see pictures. I don't trust words. Is it Jackass?
No, it's he's as part of his tour, he's going out there and trying to do these things in the town when he arrives to try to make a splash, to try to upset the local, these puritanical sensibilities of the Midwestern mindsets.
All right.
Of course,
doesn't work.
No.
Amy?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up? Oh, you. Didn't we talk to her?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Okay, bye.
All right. I wanted some resolution there.
Of course.
That's all. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, naturally.
Blake?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah. Just long-time caller. Adam, I miss you on the man show, man.
Long-time caller.
Thanks, Blake.
No, long-time listener, my bad.
That's right, buddy.
But, yesterday I was at my girlfriend's house and parents weren't home or anything. And I, like, started to bang her with, I was finger banging her. And,
yeah.
That's quaint. Romantic.
Yeah, we prefer to call it finger blasting.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, but, okay, I was at
that much pot house. Already by 14.
I was like, at
yeah, what? You smoke a lot of weed?
Just started.
Yeah.
Okay, good, buddy. You're on your way.
Yeah, but...
He's got the laugh and everything.
Wow. It's like you got the Hesher starter kit. Comes with the laugh and a foil pipe.
Yeah.
You must have been smoking pot every day for a year. You must have been.
But, yeah, I was at her house, and I started banging her, and, like, it was the second time, and she told me, like, the first time that it started to hurt, but, like, it got less and less.
Yeah, well, you just...
What?
All right, what's your question?
Like, is there a reason, like, for me, like, banging her that would hurt her?
Yes.
Like, yes. Because...
Your delicate, the fingertip sensitivity may not be quite what it's...
Oh, okay, because, like, she was complaining of, like, it hurting, like, the first time, but, like, the more and more I did it, it got less
and
less painful.
And then, obviously, there's a sort of a hymen that could be ruptured there, too, so...
We gotta get a new gig.
Yeah.
This is humiliating. Man.
Yeah,
I just realized that.
Just realizing it.
It's Sunday night. Yeah. It's my people's Sabbath.
Mm.
I just sit around. You know, my life is. Finger banging a girl, and I was like shoving her, fingers in her, and she's like, it hurt. But then I did it a second time, and it didn't hurt as much. So it's like something with my fingers. Really? Like, look, I understand, like, we do that sort of stuff where you go, like, well, at least 14, but were you retarded at age 14? I was 14. My brain was developed and stuff. Like, I could form sentences. I wasn't like, first off, what was his question?
Why did it hurt and why did it get less painful with time?
Well, you lubricate and he probably smoothed some of his technique out.
I don't think Listen, think about it.
No, but I'm...
That requires learning.
I'm picturing Blake as being sort of silky smooth the finger blasting.
I see.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having just the...
The right
soft touch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Just having, like hands like an expert poker player. You know
or
what I mean?
Watch
just fanning
maker.
Precision, like a diamond cutter.
Yes, of course.
That's what I see.
Yes.
Actually, I
heard
picture,
that in his lab.
I picture him trying to put his hand in her palm first. Like, as I, like, trying to wedge his entire hand in using the palm as sort of the spearhead.
Yes, yes. I think that's the direction he'd head.
All right. Blake?
Yeah.
All right. You don't do so much fingering. just little crop circles around the outside. She'll probably enjoy that more, all right?
All right.
Petting.
Yeah,
petting.
Pet. Very smooth.
We should call it
the cat. The cat thing. Yes. Think about the cat. You know when you're petting a cat's head?
Yeah.
Don't try to ram your finger in its ear. Just sort of smooth, easy, consistent strokes. The cat will let you know when it likes something you're doing because it put a little pressure against you. That's it. It's not a game. That's seeing what knuckle you can get up to. Guys are great. This is why...
Everything's a competition.
A 14-year-old guy having a vagina is like giving a 14-year-old guy a tripod machine gun. You know, it's like, it shouldn't... It's dangerous. You're too young. You can't handle that.
But you're gonna start monkeying.
You're going to start monkeying, and someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. Looking forward to... the rest of the week when we have Ben Stein, Marilyn Manson, and Sarah Silverman, who's a very fine comedian and actress from School of Rock. All right, and that's it.
Greg the Bunny from
The Bunny. That's right. Okay, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I tell ya,
na-na. Rain come for days.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.